Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we're going to continue talking about Wildlife Warriors. It's a tribute to Steve Irwin. It's about him, his efforts, even though he's dead and gone. He's been gone for a number of years now, but his spirit lives on in this program.
That's right. It's called Wildlife Warriors. It's a program on the animal planet. And it goes through and talks about this group called the Wildlife Warriors. It was a foundation that Steve Irwin and his wife created before he passed away. And they want to really try to protect the environment, raise awareness of wildlife issues, and they really want to help endangered species, too. It's quite interesting. It's got 26 episodes, and today we're going to be talking about one episode that starts off with an emergency.
Oh, no. Let's find out what that emergency is all about. Let's listen to today's lesson read one time.
One episode begins with a mild emergency. Apollo, a male Tasmanian devil, receives a nasty wound when his mating partner, India, bites him in a lover's quarrel. Yet when his caretakers try to remove Apollo, India gets jealous and won't let anyone get near him. After a brief struggle, they finally separate them and take Apollo to the vet to treat his wound and prevent infection. After a few days, Apollo's injury heals and he is ready to reunite with his girlfriend for the next mating season. Koalas are cute and cuddly creatures, but their population is in sharp decline. To promote their survival, the zoo has created a special program to ensure that they reproduce. However, female koalas are extremely picky, so finding the right partner for them can take plenty of time. Harley, a male koala, experiences a series of rejections before he finally meets Poppy, and it's love at first sight. With a little luck, they will conceive a child and help to pave the way for the next generation of koalas. Female crocodiles lay between 40 to 60 eggs at a time and hide them in nests of leaves and dirt. When hatched, these baby crocodiles could easily escape and wreak havoc at the zoo. To prevent this from happening, two zookeepers team up to conduct an egg raid. One person distracts the mother crocodile by teasing her with a palm leaf, while the other locates and removes the eggs. Although it's the most dangerous job at the zoo, the daring zookeepers succeed. To watch them in action, tune in to Steve Irwin's Wildlife Warriors when it airs on Animal Planet.
Okay, this is our Discovery Unit talking about Wildlife Warriors. Today we're going to talk about what you can expect to see on these episodes. And in one episode, it begins with a mild emergency. An emergency is a situation that requires immediate attention. If somebody is in an automobile accident, it is an emergency. You need to get that person to the hospital as soon as possible. But here it's a mild emergency. Yes, it's important. It does need to be handled, but it's not so serious. It's mild here. It involves Apollo. No, we're not talking about the Apollo moon mission, Apollo 11. We're talking about an animal from the island of Tasmania. That's actually a state in Australia, and it's an island south of Australia. And this animal is a Tasmanian devil. It's a kind of, it's an animal that is vicious and ravenous. It's got jaws that are as strong as a steel trap, so you don't want to mess with a Tasmanian devil. And this Tasmanian devil receives a nasty wound, which is a result of his mating partner, which we'll get to in just a second. If something's nasty, it's terrible. It's very difficult to handle. A person can be nasty. It just means they're unpleasant. You could have nasty weather, for example, if it's raining really hard outside or if the wind is blowing. Ooh, it's nasty out there. Don't go out. You'll get all wet.
Yeah, he's got a wound. We're describing as nasty, so it might be kind of serious or kind of severe. Guess who gives him his wound? His mating partner. It's his girlfriend!
Oh, no.
India is her name, and she bites him when they have a lover's quarrel. A quarrel is an argument or fight, but it's just using words only, typically. But I guess India doesn't feel like she's getting his attention, so she bites him. Ooh. And she wounds him. That's terrible. A mating partner is someone that you come together with to breed and produce babies together. So I guess they had a little lover's tiff, you could also say. And she decided he wasn't, giving her the attention she needed, and she bit him.
It was a lover's quarrel. She was saying, hey, you didn't remember my birthday. You forgot to give me a box of chocolates and some flowers.
Yeah.
I remembered, baby, but, I had to work late that day. You know, there's an important meeting with a client. Yeah, sure, it's a likely story. Tell me another one. So that's kind of a lover's quarrel. They're having a little bit of an argument there. So as a result, India bit him, and he was injured. He received a nasty wound.
Ooh.
Well, they were trying to take care of the wound. We have the caretakers here. When the caretakers tried to remove Apollo, well, India got jealous. Hey, even though I'm mad at him, he's still my boyfriend. And you can't touch him. Only I can touch him. So she got jealous. And jealous, of course, is envy that lovers have to be jealous. For example, if you see your girlfriend talking to a handsome guy, hey, don't be talking to him. You know, he's interested in you. Oh, don't be silly. He's just a nice guy. So, you might be jealous if you see that happen. And, well, she got jealous of him. Nobody can touch him except me. He's mine.
I can bite him, but you can't take him and help him. She wouldn't let the caretakers get anywhere near Apollo. So they had a little struggle. Remember, Tom described this Tasmanian devil as being very fierce. They have very strong jaws and teeth. So you got to watch out. They can hurt you. Well, there was a struggle between the caretakers and Apollo and India. Finally, they were able to separate those two, Apollo and India, and take Apollo to the vet. If you separate people, it means you divide them up so they aren't together anymore. They were able to separate them, and then Apollo got to go to the animal doctor, and we call animal doctors vets or veterinarians. Vet is the short form of veterinarian. And the animal doctor was able to treat his wound. He probably put a bandage on it, and he also tried to prevent infection. If you are bit and there's some sort of open wound, a cut in your skin, sometimes germs can get inside, and that can result in an infection. So infection is a disease that's caused by germs that enter into the body.
Right. So if you get injured, you need to take care of it right away. Otherwise, it might get infected.
Uh-huh.
And after a few days, Apollo's injury heals, and he is ready to reunite with his girlfriend for the next mating season. So, yes, indeed, they took care of his injury. Injury is basically the same thing as a wound where he got hurt. That's his injury. It heals. If something heals, that means it returns to its original condition. I got scratched on the arm the other day. I kind of rubbed up against something sharp and got a cut.
Ow.
So took a couple days for it to heal, but it's okay now. And, well, he's all set. He's all healed, and he can be reunited with his girlfriend to get back together with her. Oh, honey, I missed you so much. Oh, yes, I was so jealous, and you went away, but you're back now, and everything's okay. Let's not quarrel again, okay? Okay, baby. Next time, I will remember your birthday.
Well, we don't know if those were the exact words they said, but they did reunite after he visited the vet. So hopefully India will stop biting him, and they'll get along better. Now, our next group of animals are koalas. And koalas are nice and cute. They're not mean, and they don't have big teeth. They're cute and cuddly. If something's cuddly, it feels really soft. You just want to hug it. A lot of kids like stuffed animals because they're cuddly, and they can just wrap their little arms around them. Well, koalas are kind of like that. You look like you just want to take them home and keep them in your room with you.
Cuddly, that's the adjective. To cuddle means to sit close to each other and make each other comfortable and warm. It's always a good time during the winter to cuddle with the one you love on the sofa in front of the TV.
Mm.
These are cuddly creatures, and their population is in sharp, dramatic decline. That means there are fewer and fewer of them. I guess they're endangered. Aww. Decline is the state in which something is not as strong or numerous as it was before. A lot of people say America is in decline and China is on the rise.
Sharp means very sudden and quick. It could be very serious, very noticeable. And decline means it's going downward. It's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. So their population, the numbers of koalas are falling. We don't have as many koalas as we used to. And the numbers are dropping very quickly, you could say. Now, we want to promote their survival. If you promote something, you give it a lot of attention, you encourage it, and we want their survival to continue. So the zoo has created a special program to make sure or to ensure, to guarantee that they reproduce. If you reproduce, of course, you have babies. So koalas will continue to be around. We hope that we don't see this sharp decline continue.
Well, of course, they want to promote their survival. To promote means to make sure that something happens. You could promote some kind of ideal, to promote the idea of protecting the environment, to further the progress of something, to educate people, to encourage them to do something. So they want to promote the survival of koalas. So they have created a special program to ensure, to guarantee that they reproduce. And to reproduce here just means to copy something again. If you put a photograph in a copy machine, it reproduces the photograph. It makes a copy. But here it just means that they get together and have children.
They have little baby koalas. Now, female koalas are extremely picky, we find out. We're going to talk about why that is, guys. But first, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jane. 好，我们今天继续来看这个节目内容，它拍摄的过程，一些有趣的、很新鲜的、很刺激的事实。好，首先呢，这个节目呢，它有一集里面有一些紧急事件哦，比如说这里边有一个动物呢，它跟它交配的对象在争吵的时候被咬了一口，然后留下伤口。那我们看到这一段里面呢，首先提到这个事件后面有一个字是 yet， 好 yet， 我们其实常见到那 yet， 它的意思带着一点转折，就表示不过怎么样。 yet 这个字其实有的时候是像副词的用法，有时候是连接词的用法，它的特别处也就在这里，因为它有时候可以把它解释成是一个副词。以这一边来说，这一句的 yet when his caretakers try to remove Apollo， 这边的 yet 就是比较像转折副词，可是有时候它在句子中间哦，你用逗点隔开加个 yet，然后再接另外一个子句，它就变成了连接词。再来往下呢，我们提到说在这个事件争吵事件然后受伤之后，好，这个动物呢 Apollo 它被带去看 vet。 vet 这个字其实它是一个比较简单的拼法，它呢原来有一个长的字是 veterinarian。Veterinarian 这个字当然太长了，所以我们常常会用比较短的 vet 来表示兽医。那英文里面有很多字都是这样，本来的字很长，可是呢我们为了简便就会用一个比较短的拼字。其他常见的比如说像 cockroach， 我们就会把它简写为 roach， R-O-A-C-H， 用这个短的字来代表。那比如说地震Earthquake， 我们就会只说是 quake。 那比如说 refrigerator， 冰箱，你会说是 fridge。 像这种短的来取代长的，当然既方便又好记。好， vet 只是其中的一个例子而已。我们再来往下看，下面呢后面又提到一个重要的字是 reunite。 这个字呢本身代表团聚，可是我们看它的拼字上这个 re， re 其实这个字首很有趣，因为它就代表再一次又一次重新怎么样，所以 unite 是合起来聚合起来，可是 reunite 就是再度团聚。记住这个字首 re 它的解释。那像其他的字比如说 rethink 再思考， retake 哎，再重考一次或再重修，再来 rewrite 重写 ，retell 重述等等，其实有很多很多的例子。如果呢，你再往下读，下一段里面就有一个 reproduce 一样的，它用 re 这个开头，就是再一次，所以 produce 是产生 ，reproduce 就是再生，也就是繁殖。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're continuing to talk about the things you might expect to see on the program Wildlife Warriors, and we started by talking about a Tasmanian devil who was wounded by his lover. They took care of him and he was okay. And now we're talking about koalas. They are in danger. Their population is in sharp decline. And so this zoo has this special program to make sure that these koalas get together and have babies that they reproduce. But there's a little bit of a problem. Female koalas are extremely picky. Picky means you're very selective. Like, for example, my wife's sister's son is extremely picky about his food. It's very difficult to find things that he likes to eat. He's very selective. And these female koalas, they don't just shack up with any male koala. Oh, you're too short, or your fur is too long, your nails are kind of dirty there, or you come from a bad family background, or you're the wrong religion, or I don't like your taste in music. They're extremely picky, and they're just not going to get together with any male koala.
Another phrase for picky would be hard to please. It's hard to make them happy. They just only like certain things. So if somebody says you're very picky, that's not always a good thing, especially about food. So finding partners for these female koalas can take them plenty of time, because every male koala they see a problem with him. Oh, I don't like him. I don't like him either. So it's hard for them to find partners, and they need partners to make little baby koalas. Harley is the name of a male koala. And poor Harley, he experiences a series of rejections before he finally meets his one and only named Poppy. A rejection is when somebody refuses to love you or to go on a date with you. They turn you down. They don't want to care for you. Rejection. You can also be rejected if someone says, well, you want to come and apply for this job, and you apply for the job, and they say, no, thanks, you're not what we're looking for. So they turn you down. Well, poor Harley was turned down by a lot of female koalas before he met Poppy.
And it was love at first sight, which means when they saw each other, they fell in love right away. They didn't need to play games and stuff like that. He did not need to chase her and pursue her, and she didn't have to pretend that she wasn't interested and make him wait. No, they were in love right away.
So, Tom, she wasn't playing hard to get.
That's right. She was just saying, hey, he's my Mr. Right, he's my Mr. Goodbar, and I'm going to say yes to him right away. Although I'm sure they didn't, reproduce that quickly. You know, they still had to date.
They have to date first and get to know each other.
He needs to send her flowers.
Get married,
and stuff
before
that happens. But he did meet Poppy. It was love at first sight. And we don't know if they actually got together or not to reproduce, but it does say, with a little luck, they will conceive a child. To conceive here just means that the female gets pregnant and she gives birth to a child.
That's right. Well, if she does get pregnant, it will help pave the way or prepare the way for the next generation of koalas. So if you pave the way for something to happen, you make it easier for something to take place in the future. And hopefully, if those two get together, they'll set a good example for the other koalas, and they'll have babies too.
Right, and crocodiles are just like chickens. They lay eggs.
Oh.
So now we're switching to crocodiles here. Again, they are, let's see, reptiles?
Yep.
And they lay eggs. They actually lay quite a few eggs.
Yeah.
Between 40 to 60 eggs at a time.
Woo!
That's a lot. So lay here is the verb. It just means to, well, produce eggs, basically, a chicken, or a hen, I should say.
Push that egg out of your body.
Exactly. And these are a lot of eggs here. And then she hides them in nests, and the nests are made of leaves and dirt. We all know what a nest is for birds. They use, like, twigs, little pieces of wood from trees, and they kind of put them together. And they lay the eggs in the nest. But here, crocodiles are different. They actually make their nest out of leaves, which fall from trees, and dirt on the ground.
Dirt is loose earth or soil. So when these eggs hatch, if an egg hatches, it means something comes out of the egg. The egg cracks, and that baby comes out of the egg. That's to hatch. Out of these eggs come baby crocodiles, and they could easily escape and wreak havoc at the zoo. To wreak means you cause trouble, especially something harmful or damaging. Havoc is that trouble. To wreak havoc might mean that these little baby crocodiles run around and start eating other animals they shouldn't. That's what I think they would do.
Yeah, and the word wreak here is almost always used with the word havoc,
uh-huh.
which means a very confused situation. So, yes, they could wreak havoc at the zoo, cause all sorts of problems, scare the daylights out of people. There's a crocodile! Oh, no, watch out! And to prevent this from happening, to stop it from happening, two zookeepers team up. They work together, they cooperate, and they're going to conduct an egg raid. Mm-hmm. A raid is when an army usually invades someplace to conduct a raid, an attack.
A surprise attack, especially, huh?
Right, a midnight raid, for example. Sometimes we use raid as a verb. I'm going to raid the icebox tonight. I'm extremely hungry. I'm going to go there and eat a lot of food. But here, the team of zookeepers are going to conduct an egg raid. Are they going to attack and crush all the eggs?
No.
That's not what they're going to do.
No, and sometimes we'll use raid to talk about people going into a place like a bank and stealing something.
Oh, no.
So they're actually going over there to steal some eggs. That's what this is. So we've got two zookeepers. One person is going to distract the mother crocodile. If you distract someone, you get them to stop thinking about something they're doing or paying attention to something so that you can do something else. Maybe you've tried to study before and your friend keeps calling you and trying to distract you by saying, hey, you want to go play video games with me? Are you almost done there? They're trying to get your attention away from studying. Well, one person, zookeeper, distracts the mother crocodile. How? They tease or annoy that mother crocodile with a palm leaf. So they probably kind of tickle the crocodile. And the other zookeeper goes over and finds or locates, that's what that means there, and removes the eggs. So they do steal the eggs.
Right, to tease, to make fun of, to provoke somebody. So, yes, they tease her with a palm leaf. If you ever go to the cat village in Hodong, you could buy a cat teaser and play with the cats there. They like to play with those. And so here the crocodile is distracted. She's being teased with a palm leaf, and the other of this team finds or locates the eggs and removes them and takes them away. And I guess that's in order to protect the eggs so that the baby crocodiles will hatch and be okay.
Yeah, when I was growing up, my mom would say, stop teasing the cat. One of my little brothers would pull the cat's tail.
Oh, no.
So he's trying to annoy or bother the cat. That's what they were doing with this mother crocodile. Pretty smart plan, I have to say. But look at this. It's probably the most dangerous job at the zoo. I wouldn't want this job because those crocodiles have such big jaws. Mm. They might snap at you and try to take your hand off while you're grabbing their eggs. But we're calling these zookeepers daring. If you're daring, you're willing to do some pretty dangerous or difficult things. You show a lack of fear. So I don't want this job, but I'm glad somebody's doing it.
That sort of reminds me, wasn't it about 5 or 6 years ago, somebody working in a zoo actually had his arm bit off by a crocodile? Hopefully it got sewed on okay. Does anybody remember that story?
Just a couple of months ago, there was a lady zookeeper who put her hand inside of a cage and the tiger ripped her arm off.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You got to be careful around those wild animals. You need to be daring, especially if you're a zookeeper working with dangerous animals.
True.
And if you're into this sort of thing, to watch these zookeepers in action, to watch them doing what they do, well, tune in to Steve Irwin's Wildlife Warriors when it airs on Animal Planet. Here we have the word air being used as a verb. That just means it's broadcast, and you can pick it up on your TV. You can watch it on cable TV. You can probably even see it streamed on the Internet.
You sure can. Okay, everybody, it's time once again for our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看这个节目里面有趣的一些事件。好，在节目里呢，他后面又提到无尾熊的事。好，那无尾熊呢，不太容易能够找到交配的对象。那他这边就举了一个例子，那其中呢，他又说到，这个两只无尾熊啊，一个呢是 Poppy， 一个是 Holly， 他们呢真的是 love at first sight， 也就是一见钟情。那后面又说到，诶，也许运气好的话呢， Poppy 就会 conceive a child。 我们看到 conceive 这个动词呢，这边指的就是怀孕、受孕。哎，可是它还有另外一个解释，代表的是构思、设想。所以如果你说 conceive an idea， 就是表示哎有想法，有想到怎么做。再来，我们看下面一段，下面一段又提到鳄鱼的例子。这边呢，说到鳄鱼它产卵，它一次可以产40到60颗。好，那我们就看到 lay 这个动词， lay 这里是原形动词。它的过去式是 laid， 过去分词也是 laid。 那这个动词啊，当然它因为同时也是 lie， lie 这个字代表躺，然后它的过去式就是 lay， 所以说在字形上，如果它是原形动词的 lay， 它的解释就是像这边一样，是当下蛋。再来，我们看到下面呢这一句话有一个 when hatched，注意到了吗？ When 这是一个连接词，后面呢直接看到一个过去分词的 hatched， 那就是表示这个结构上是分词构句。当然哦，这边的主词不见了，被动的地方 be 动词不见，所以只保留过去分词，那主词一定是相同才能省略，当然就指后面的 baby crocodiles， 就是这些小鳄鱼啊，鳄鱼宝宝，他们在孵化的时候怎么样呢？他们可能会逃走，然后呢大肆破坏。好，注意到结构的问题。再来往下，下面有一个 to prevent this from happening。 好，我们提一下 prevent a from， 这个 from 代表 away from， 如果用在 prevent 这个动词后面，就是避免于什么状况，就让这个不要发生。有些动词后面的 from 就是一样的解释，比如说 stop from， 让你停止，你让你不要怎样， keep from 也是一样的， prevent from， 还有像我们说 protect a person from， 那个 from 还是 away from， 注意到这些相同类似的用法。
That brings us to the end of our program today. It's been very interesting and exciting talking about Steve Irwin's Wildlife Warriors. I'm going to tune into this program when it airs on Animal Planet. I'll be the first one watching it. Okay, thanks for joining us for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.